Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Good evening, friends. This is Brother Byron with the Holy Manna radio broadcast. We've been talking about God's will for our life. Yesterday, we covered several ingredients that is necessary when trying to find God's will for your life. We looked at we must be separated from the world, that we must have a life of prayer, we must have a life of obedience, and we must have a life of faithfulness. All of these are key ingredients in finding God's will for our life. God's will is clearly stated in His Word. If you're thinking something is God's will and it's contrary to what God's Word says, it's not God's will. I'll give you a few examples of those later on as we speak on this. But first of all, let's read our opening text again. I want us to use that as our reference in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for the Scripture. I'm praying that you help us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, those last little part of that verse there, it says, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we know there is a will of God. In fact, over and over and over in your Bible, if you look and do a word search or a phrase search, you'll find that phrase, will of God or God's will. You'll find it many times throughout the Scripture. And so the Lord wants us to know what His will is. He's not hid it from us. No, friends, He has revealed His will to us all through the Scripture. And He's also revealed to us what His will is not. You may recall that verse that says it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we know things that are God's will and things that are not God's will. He's very articulate here when it comes to knowing what His will is. One of the things that a lot of people have problems with is coming to the grasp or the terms that God's will is plainly demonstrated and shown in the Bible. And so instead of looking in God's Word for His will, they look outside of His Word. They'll look in men's books. Maybe some popular author or some preacher or pastor has written a book, and they look to what he wants them to know instead of what God's Word actually says. Or they'll ask a friend or a family member, what do you think God's will for my life is? Listen, some people may have an idea. They may have a guess at what God's will is for your particular life, but God tells us precisely in His Word what His will is for our life. There are certain things that some people, God wants them to do. We can call it He ordains people to do certain things, or He anoints people to do certain things, and I do believe that. I believe that God does select certain people for certain jobs that He wants to have accomplished. And He works through them. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's something that they're extremely good at. It doesn't mean that they've already possessed that talent. Friends, God has a mind unlike ours. And what He's looking for is people that are obedient and willing to be used. And so before you start thinking something is God's will simply because you have the ability to do it, you're dead wrong. One of the worst things that you can ever do is go about doing something, even though it's a good thing. If you go about doing it and it's not God's will, it will never be as good as you can do things for God. It's only the things that God is willing for you or that wills for you to do that are the best things. And so you can spend years and years and years trying to do something, and even though it may be a good thing or a needed thing, it doesn't necessarily mean it's God's will for your life. For example, perhaps you are a good singer. God's blessed you with the talent to sing, and so you just assume, and a lot of other people assume, that, well, it must be God's will for your life that you be a singer. Well, that's not necessarily true. There's some people that believe it was God's will for their life for them to be a preacher or pastor, and clearly it was not. If it had been, they would still be with us. A lot of people are mom and daddy called, or granny and papa called, and not God called. And so, if we're going to look at something that's God's will, it should be something that God directs. If you're having to force it and always open your own doors, then there's a problem right there. If you're having to make something happen, something's wrong. God will open doors and opportunities for you if it's His will. If there's something that you really enjoy doing and are wondering if it's your calling in life, then start praying about it. Ask God to guide your way. Ask Him to do it for you. Ask Him to open the doors. Ask Him to show you, without a doubt, that it's His will for your life. And don't think that God can't do something. God has no limitations. That's another thing. A lot of people limit themselves because they assume that it's not God's will because they don't have a certain talent or they don't have a certain ability. And I've heard a lot of people say, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. I can use myself in this example. I'm a shy person. All through school, when I was growing up, I was called shy, backwards, bashful, all those words, you know. And that's just the way I naturally am. That's the way the Lord made me. I'm not outgoing. I'm not spontaneous. I'm not all this. You know, if you get me in a room full of people, I just soon get in a corner and stare at the floor. That's the way I am. There's not a thing that I can do about that. And so when God called me to preach, that was the first thing. I was just like Moses, and I told God, I tried to convince Him that He was wrong. He'd found the wrong guy, and you know, I went through all the excuses. God, I can't look people in the eye. I can't stand in front of a lot of people and speak. I just would fail at it, and so therefore, it could not be Your will for me to be a preacher or pastor. Well, I discovered something. If it's God's will, He is the one that does it through you. And so when I submitted His will, and He convinced me, and through obedience and faith, I stepped out and I said, God, if this is what You want for me to do, I will do it. Even if I'm a miserable failure, God, if that's what You want, I'll do it. And I'll never forget the first time I stood up to preach, and I just knew I would get up there and be, you know, I wouldn't be able to talk or say a word. And as soon as I got behind the pulpit and began to preach, it's like the Lord just took over, and the words started flowing from my mouth. And it was like I wasn't having to do anything, no effort at all. And it's like that way. When I get up to preach, it's like the Lord just takes over. And so I can, you know, in everyday life, I may be timid and shy and unable to look you in the eye, and that, you know, I can't help that. But when God starts working through me, He totally changes everything about me, and I'm able to speak. I can look people in the eye. I can speak to large groups. In fact, I am almost more comfortable in front of hundreds of people than I am just a handful. And so God, He gives you the ability to do it. So stop thinking because that you don't already have some talent or gift or this or that, that it's not God's will. No, friends, if it's God's will, He will open the door. He will make it happen. If an opportunity arises, God's calls this opportunity. He's calls this door to open for you, and you refuse to go through it, that's on you. So, for example, somebody does call you and say, hey, could you teach this Sunday school class for me tomorrow, or do this or that, and you believe God's called you to teach or preach, and you say no? That's on you, friends. That's a door God's opened for you. And you need to be looking for these opportunities. God presents these to us all the time. What you need to do is be aware of them. Constantly be on the lookout for it. And I believe that's one of the problems that a lot of people have. They're not recognizing God's opportunities in their life. they may see something and think, well, that was luck or that was a happenstance or circumstances. I don't believe in any of that. I believe that God is sovereign and that God has certain things he wants us to do, and he makes those opportunities available to us, and we need to be aware of them. It's God's providence. It's not luck or happenstance or circumstance. It's his providence. God's will for your life, he will cause things to happen, but you need to be faithful and obedient to walk through those doors and do them. While we're on this subject of accepting God's will and doing whatever he says to do, let me say this. God will not lead you in a direction that's contrary to his word. Ever. Did you get that? Let me repeat it. God will never lead you to do something that's contrary to his word. Period. For example, there was a young man, he asked the pastor advice on whether or not he should marry a young lady. And the pastor asked him, is she a Christian? He said, well, no. And the pastor said, well, then you should not marry her. And the young man was upset, he was puzzled, and he began to get mad at the pastor. And so the pastor showed him in the scripture where the Bible says, in 2 Corinthians 6:14, be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? Well, the young man decided he was not going to follow the pastor's advice or the word of God. And he married this lady anyway. And his marriage turned out to be miserable. You see, this young man, he searched for the answer, but he was not willing to accept God's will. And it turned out to be a serious mistake. God will not lead you in a way that's contrary to his word. And if you're ever in doubt about something, research it in the Bible. If the Bible teaches against it, then it's wrong. There's no shortcuts, exceptions, or loopholes in the Bible. There is never a time in a Christian's life where we can see all that God has planned for us. You know, some people want a road map. They want everything laid out before they'll ever step out and do anything. Stop doing that. You're being disobedient to God's word. God doesn't lay out maps and road maps and give you directions and all this stuff ahead of time. He knows what it is. God's got all this stuff mapped out already, and he knows what he wants you to do. What he wants from you is you to be obedient and just step out and start. And so once you get started, then you'll go to the next road sign. You'll go to the next and the next. Wherever God leads you and opens that door for you, he does it. And so stop looking for the map already laid out for you and think, well, you know, in 6 months I'm going to go do this, and in 1 year I'll do that, and in 5 years I'm going to do this. No, stop. You're trying to outthink God. You're trying to put yourself above God and going by your own will when you do that. Simply be obedient and wait on the Lord and let him show you. Let him guide you. And if it's his will, he'll make it happen. I don't know how many times I got to keep saying that. Well, we've run out of time, friends, so we'll pick back up on this thought tomorrow. And until then, I pray the Lord blesses you and look forward to talking to you again.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bailey Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.